She is quite simply the prettiest witch of her generation.
Ketchup, a small, delicate danger noodle coffin ketchup, because we already voted. Normally when I do these, I'm kind of like going through like what the possibilities are and like what we're doing. But no, we were ahead of the game this month because it's December. It's December. One more time. It's December. I cannot fucking believe it. I swear to fucking God, it literally feels like I blinked. There were some parts in 2021 that, like, I feel drug on a bit, but I swear to fucking Christ, I feel like I blinked. I feel like it was just last December, and I was, like, to move and do all this crazy shit, and it's been a lot. 2021 has not been, like, I don't know. It wasn't as bad as 2020. I've had a lot of great moments in 2021. I got rid of my shit fucking car that I had had forever that gave me so much issue and got a new car and like got to go see my mom. And I get to go see my mom again at the middle, towards the middle end of this month for the holidays. And I have not spent a holiday with my mom or stepdad since 2019. 2019, I went home for Thanksgiving and I went home for Christmas. And then I came back right on New Year's Day. And yeah, that was the last holiday that I've been there. And last holiday season was great. My like internet family made it amazing. And I spent time with my dogs and stuff like that. And like I said, I was busy moving. But obviously this is going to be way more fun. So that's why we did polls and stuff early, because when I went on vacation in August, I was coming back, you know, like a couple of days before the month ended and I had time to get some stuff done. But we have since added things to our like stuff that we do every month. And I wanted to be able, for my own sanity to do that and for you, because yeah, you deserve it. You pay me money every month and I want you to get the bang for your buck. So let's just run through that. Nothing is leaving this month. I you know, like when I went on vacation before, I had to cut a couple things back or scale them back a bit so that I could make everything work. But like I said, we don't have to do that this month. We have everything. There's also some bonus stuff that I wasn't even expecting. So yeah. We'll get into that in a second. But thank you for being here for December. I hope you stick around for the new year because I have so many fun things planned for 2022. And that's crazy to say out loud. Also, we inch closer and closer to the next Patreon goal. I've got it in a list. So as soon as I hit it, I can get it, which is the 3DO binaural. Binaural. I always forget that, like how to pronounce that word correctly. I haven't had enough caffeine yet. I have it in my in a basket, in a wish list, and as soon as we hit that goal, I'm ordering that bitch. I also have an interface for it because it takes I'm so bad at all this shit, y'all. It takes like two plug-in thingies on the interface, so I have one of those in there too. But as soon as we hit that goal, which I have a feeling we'll hit it like a little bit after the first of the year, and as soon as we do, I get to make ASMR stuff. Yay! I'm so excited. I literally can't wait to have one of those things. And hopefully, because I know some people ask me, like, when am I going to go back and do it? I've been so busy and had to focus on, like, shifting a bunch of content in different places. And I will start Twitch streaming again. I will not do a schedule. I'll do it every once in a blue moon when the mood strikes me. But I definitely want to do some ASMR streams. It's a mouthful with, like, only two caffeine pills inside of me. So, yeah, I'm excited. And we inch closer and closer and closer. It's going to be a good time. So I hope you stick around with me, but I'm glad you're here right now. And there's going to be a ton of stuff this month, and it's going to be fun. I also am riding the waves of a creation high because I love being ahead of schedule, and I have scheduled posts. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so good. And normally I have a few scheduled every month, but sometimes, you know, I forget to like schedule it. So I've got to get up and be like, oh shit, I'm supposed to post that today. Let me grab it out of the folder and upload it to Patreon or whatever. But going ahead and having them scheduled and having them ready to go so that even if I sleep in, even if I'm tired or whatever on vacation, it's ready to go for you. And I am pumped. So I hope you're having a great start to your December. I hope you're going to do something nice for your holiday, whether you celebrate or not. I hope you have a better time than you probably did last year. Because as much as this year has not been perfect, it's been way better than it's been way better than it could have been, right? At least I hope that's what you think. So anyway, let's get into what we're doing this month, which I'm sure you've probably already seen, but this is the posting stuff. Tomorrow you get your spooky stay for works. I changed the spooky stay for work, which is like the creepypasta wiki. The story I had chose, I read it, but it was really late at night and I didn't quite catch the ending when I picked it. And when I got through reading it and got to the end and I was like, I hate this. It could have been good. I don't hate on anybody's work, but I didn't love the ending. So I picked something else that I had read before and it creeped me out when I read it a couple years ago. And thank fuck I could kind of Google the description and I found it, which is Gurgles and Bugmen. It comes out tomorrow. Also, A Tale from the Truth is here. Hopefully the guy updates at some point because it's recent. And if he does, I will put that in another one. Then we have our improv audios, which drop on the 8th. Of December, all three of them. December 11th, I have an early access for you, thanks to Flaws, and it is called Renting Out My Ass. Who doesn't love anal, right? I mean, I wish that I could rent an apartment that way, don't we all? Probably not. But it's a really fun script, and I had a lot of fun recording it, and it's just a little bonus, like, doodad for you guys to listen to before it goes anywhere else. And then on December 15th, we have the monthly exclusive, which is, I have a thing for Santa. Can I ride you when you're off work? Which is based off of Bad Santa. I love that movie, but I love the chick that has, like, the Santa kink. When they're, like, having sex in his car and she's like, fuck me, Santa, fuck me, Santa, fuck me, Santa. I love that. Oh, my gosh. Do you hear that? That's my pop socket. I swear. It sounds like the SpongeBob shoes, the squeaky boots. Anyway, the 22nd, is that it? Yeah. The 22nd, you have Boom Slang's monthly exclusive and the Python monthly exclusive. So if you're at the Python level, you get 3 a month. But those come out. One of, the Boom Slang one is, you know what I really want for Christmas? No, not the Christmas bonus. Can I, be the office party glory hole instead? And it's not actually that. It's just, you know, waxing lyrical about how she wants to be the office glory hole and some sex with the boss because, yeah. Okay. And then the other one is fucking your hot MILF neighbor, but you live in Whoville. I have an obsession with Martha May Huvier. I wanted to be her when I was a little girl and I saw The Grinch in theaters. And I love the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. It's so good. But I love Martha May. And I feel like she's like, I know she doesn't have kids, but I feel like she's a hot MILF. And if you live next door to her, wouldn't you want to help her hang her lights too? I love her so much. If you haven't seen that movie, she has this great entrance where she's like lighting up her house with this cannon thing. And Cindy's mom is like outside. She comes out and she's like, hi, don't your lights look lovely this year? I think her name is Betty Lou. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I love it. She's just in her little short skirt and I'm obsessed. Okay. And then this did not win, but I want to do it anyway because this is actually a thing. There is a female Krampus, whatever, however you pronounce it. I think it's Krampus, or that's how I pronounce it. There is a female version of that presented in some like old greeting cards and artwork, and she doesn't go after kids like, you know, Krampus does, the male version or whatever he is. I think it's a dude, right? I think Krampus is supposed to be a boy. Who knows? Anyway, she punishes naughty men, grown men. And I saw this like a month and a half ago, and I was like, I love that. So that's going to be an early access. I'm going to put that on Reddit or maybe even Literotica, whatever, one of the two, because I have so many audios to already get out this month. It might not go on Reddit, or it might. I don't know. And then something that I just announced today is Pale Great, who is responsible for some of my most beloved fills via at least Reddit, who did Rogue Goblin, the Goblin Waitress, the Elven Slave, and then the doing extra credit for a good grade. I even forgot about this, but he had told me that he would write me another elf thing based off of, I think it's the same elf. Regardless, it's a hot elf. And he dropped it to me last night, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to stop and do this right now. So you get to listen to that soon too. Okay, take a breath. I love how we already have stuff done, but I had so much more to talk about. Yeah. In summation, so much fun stuff. Going into the new year, more extra fun stuff. I also am working on my website. It's taking me a long time because I'm really picky about colors and setting things up. And I'm not the most, it takes me a while to learn technical stuff. Once I get it, I have it down. But it takes me probably a little while than it would take most people. But I'm learning, and I have a really great teacher because Boots' website looks great. Audio Harlot, either one, whatever you want to call her. Her website looks amazing, so I'm getting tips from her. But I'm working on my website, which I'm hoping to have launched by the end of January. And then I'm going to start working on possibly having like a sticker tier as well. I've just got to figure out like how it's going to look or whatever. Anyway, lots of good stuff coming. I'm going to link it in this post. If you can do me a favor, I entered a remaster of the script that LSI wrote me last year, which is Daddy's Snow Angel. I entered it in their contest. I don't see a voting thing, and I think it's based off of like rating. So I'm going to drop the link below. If you don't mind going and giving it a rating, I would really appreciate it. I don't have to win. It was just kind of for fun. But, you know, if you want to support me, it ends on the 9th. And you want to go give it a couple of stars, 4 or more, hopefully, maybe 5. I would greatly appreciate it. So I'm going to hop off of here before this gets too long. And I'm fucking starving. My stomach is screaming at me because all I've had today is like a bowl of cereal and some fruit. And I decided that I was going to treat myself to some Little Caesar's crazy bread because I'm disgusting, but it's so good and I want it. I must have it. I feel like it's like the season for junk food if you want it. So take care of yourselves, be really kind to each other, and I will see you tomorrow with a new spooky, safe for work. Woo! Love you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye!